Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Very good day in the NFL yesterday. Some big games. None bigger than your Rams lopping off my Seahawks.
Yeah, I thought it had a chance to be game of the year. And while it wasn't the best played game, it came down to a great finish and maybe the best punt you'll ever see in your life. And then, a 61-yard field goal that without that punt maybe is more like a 58-yard field goal and that goes in. So... And you can view it one of two ways. Well, if you're a Rams fan, the Rams are my pick to win the Super Bowl this year if Matthew Stafford stayed healthy. Matthew Stafford has been healthy and looks like an MVP, and I think the Rams stake their claim to being the best team in the NFL. They were better than the Seattle Seahawks. If you're the Seahawks, you view it one of two ways. And it's just if you're glass half full, if you're glass half empty. Glass half full is your quarterback could not have played a worse game and threw four interceptions, and you were still a 61-yard field goal and miraculous punt away from beating the best team in football. Or you can view it as we were damn lucky to even be in that game, and against the good teams that we've played, and there's been three of them, we're 0-3. And in the biggest game, Sam Darnold looked like the Sam Darnold that we saw at the end of the year in Minnesota. And did he just get exposed? So, and I, by the way, I think both of those things can be true. So, like I said, it's just a matter of how you view it.
I don't view it either way. I view it simply as your quarterback turned it over four times.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, you win the game.
Yes.
So that is not a winning recipe. Like
no,
Sam Darnold. And by the way, there are not two Sam Darnolds. There is one. And he comes with good and he comes with bad.
Yeah.
And the bad shows up when he plays better teams. And I just don't know how anyone can say they have any faith in him against a good defense. How can you say it?
Well,
he turned it over. He has now turned the ball over because that team is good.
Yes.
Seattle's defense is legit.
Yeah.
And put the clamps for the most part after that. They had the 7 points right away.
Mm-hmm.
After that, they put the clamps on that Rams offense
yeah.
for the majority of that game.
Yeah.
Their defense is always going to keep them in games.
Yeah.
But how on earth can anyone sit and think that Sam Darnold is going to get them over the hump? Their defense is going to be consistent. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
You're going to play a lot of close games against good teams. But, Sam Darnold cannot play a clean game. He has turned it over 10 times
yeah.
in the last four games.
Yeah.
Seven picks and three fumbles. You're not going to win that way. It's over. Like, there's no chance. And I guess you could say, well, if he stops turning it over. He doesn't. This is him. And when you watch him play, they're fine when he's on schedule and everything is what do they like to call it? Like, you're ahead of the chains,
yes.
right? Like, everything.
Yes.
He's really good in
yes.
that instance, and he has good receivers. They have a good offense. Kubiak's done a nice job with him. But, dude, when they warm him up, and they did on several occasions, you can almost see the turnovers coming.
Yeah.
Because his feet get real happy. He gets real dancey. He starts falling back on his back foot. I mean, it's really bad. And look, I'm not saying he's going to turn it over 10 times every four games. He's maybe on a bad run here. But if you think that that's going to get cleaned up to the point where you can win a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold, I think you're crazy.
Well, and when I say there's two Sam Darnolds, that's kind of what I'm talking about, is what you alluded to. So he ended up this game 29 of 44, 279, four picks, right? When they ran play action, because remember, if you watch Kubiak's defense or Kubiak's offense, they run a lot of big personnel. They run a lot of 12 personnel, two tight end. They run a lot of max protection stuff because the O-line isn't very good. So a lot of their routes only have two receivers and then maybe a tight end leaking out or a back coming out. So there's not a lot of flooding zones, right? This is about keeping Sam Darnold safe, like you said, playing ahead of the chains, running the ball, even if it's not the most successful, the threat of running the ball. So play action in this game, he was 10 of 11 for like 79 yards. He was actually really good. But when you didn't have play action and it was just straight drop back pass, and a lot of that was because they fell behind, right? When you're behind 14-3, and the run game isn't necessarily working for you, then you have to go back and you have to throw. And those are the ones where Sam gets exposed. Because then when you look at what he did when he wasn't in play action, he was what, like 19, was it like 19 of 30 with four picks? I mean, it was brutal.
But my point is you're not going to get one or the other. The only time you get one or the other is if you have a crappy defense. He can certainly expose a crappy defense. He has. You know, he can walk all over the Washingtons of the world, and he's shown that. But against good teams, you are not going to get one or the other. This is Sam Darnold, and it's their only problem. It is a huge problem, man.
You
almost won in LA and had a grasp on that division, except for him. Yeah. And it's really frustrating because the quarterback, it's like, for as good as he can be, this kills you. Like, it is the one thing that absolutely puts a nail in your coffin, and he does it over and over and over.
You have to play when you have Sam Darnold, and this is true if you have Geno Smith. It's true. I'm trying to think of other teams that have won. Ryan Tannehill, when he was in Tennessee, had this. I mean, there's a lot of I'm trying to think of teams that made deep runs. Minnesota was certainly this way last year. They lost in the first round of the playoffs, right? You have to play in the confines of a specific system. And Sam Darnold has shown over the last couple of years that when you play in the confines of that system, run the ball ahead of the chains, and it's not true drop back pass, he is not just an above average quarterback, he is a very, very good, bordering on top 10 quarterback. But yes, to your point, there is a giant hole in his game. And it's not just Sam Darnold. Remember, the Seattle Seahawks offensive line is not great. Zabel goes down, by the way, and you're playing already with a beat up backup center. Your right guard is your worst offensive lineman. So this wasn't just that Sam Darnold can't function in the confines of third and six and having to throw. This is the Seattle offensive line as well. And for most of that game, the Rams just played nickel and dime the entire time, knowing that Seattle wasn't going to run the ball to get back in the game. And it really caused Seattle a lot of problems. So yes, I can't disagree with what you're saying, but I take it with a little more of a grain of salt, saying that Seattle can win and Seattle can beat good teams with Sam Darnold. They just have to play. They can't fall behind, and they just can't fall into this. What would you say? It's not even a trap. You just can't fall into this style of play. They're like Iowa. They have one way to win.
Have they beaten a good team all year?
No, they have not.
Okay. Well,
That's what we said. Like, when you look at their wins, they've beaten the Steelers, the Saints, the Cardinals, the Jags, the Texans, the Commanders, and the Cardinals. And they've lost now to the Niners, they've lost to the Buccaneers, and they've lost to the Rams.
I think there's a pattern there.
There is a pattern. Again, I'm trying to just simply kind of look at it if you want to go glass half full. They still have not been resoundingly beat in any of these games. The Niners game was, you let that thing slip away. Buccaneers was, that was the one game your defense didn't show up. That was just a shootout. And then again, despite the four turnovers, you had a shot granted it was a long-ass field goal, but you had a chance at a field goal at the end of that game to win it.
Yeah, the Bucs game was worse. Darnold actually played great.
Yeah, actually played great. It was
the
one time. Yeah, it was the only time the defense didn't show up. So, look, I'm with you. I think there's a limit to what Seattle is going
to
do.
Could I also point out, though,
yeah,
that at the end of the Bucs game, guess who turned it over?
Sam Darnold.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah. Look,
he had a great game and he turned it over and they lost the game.
This is far from perfect, but just like I defended Geno Smith and I defended Baker Mayfield, and I know that Baker is better than that, but I think they're all kind of in that same category. Yep. Where
I think Baker's done a better job of, I think Baker's done certainly a better job than Geno, although Geno's now on a bad team with a bad offensive line. I mean, it's tough but I think of those three, Baker has actually gotten better at the big turnover.
Yes.
Whereas Darnold and Smith have not.
Well, and Baker's just a better player than them. But I kind of put them in the same category that we all want Justin Herbert, and we all want Patrick Mahomes, and we all want now Drake May, and we want these guys, and there just isn't enough of them to go around. So you go with what you have, and Seattle has built a team as constructed that when evil Sam Darnold doesn't show up, you can beat any team in the NFL.
Of course. Anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday. That's not an argument. The argument is could you have gotten a quarterback that will hurt you less?
I don't think so.
Maybe you could have gotten somebody, and I don't know. I mean,
there just isn't a lot out there.
Well, but there are guys. I'm just saying, I'm looking at teams where they have quarterbacks who just don't, like, I don't know, I guess Knicks isn't really one. I'm talking about not that are available. I'm just saying we've seen teams that have quarterbacks that simply are not, they're not stars. They're not even all pro players.
Yeah.
But they do what's asked of them. They take care of the ball and they don't turn it over. The high-low thing is what gets me with the Genos and the Darnolds. They're not all like that. There's a lot of guys who probably aren't as talented as Sam Darnold who will actually make better choices with the football. And I guess what I'm saying is I'd rather have that guy, even if it means your offense is scoring fewer points.
I think for what Sam Darnold has done in this offense, I think he has been phenomenal for Seattle this year. Are there limitations? Yes. Was this on him? This is his loss. Just is. And the ugly Sam Darnold, the evil Sam Darnold is starting to poke his head up. And I hope that this doesn't turn into a pattern here where you really have a backslide. And because some of these against the Rams were abysmal. They were just, there's no excuse. They are just beyond awful. But for me, when I look at Seattle and I say, what else was out there? I think you made the right choice between him and Geno Smith, and I don't know where else you wanted to go. But if you told me, like, if someone just said Brock Purdy on this Seattle team, I think you're a Super Bowl team. I really do.
No question. He's really good.
But again, good luck finding him. Like, you found him. Like, dumb luck. San Francisco didn't know what they were doing.
Well, what about Jones?
They stumbled into him ass backwards.
What about Jones?
Dude, Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold are the same player. They're the same guy.
Yeah.
By the way, bad Daniel Jones is peeking his head up right now, too, and saying, hey, look at me. They're the same guy.
He's turning it over a lot, too, now. So he has, I'm looking at his, so Darnold has 10 turnovers in four games.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That is not an occasional turnover. That is unacceptable. That has to, even for Sam Darnold,
has to stop.
That has to get, it's not going to stop. This is what he does. But it cannot be at that rate.
No.
It absolutely cannot be at that rate.
You can't win games this way.
Now,
you don't win games with four turnovers.
Let me see Jones.
I'm telling you, the last couple weeks, it hasn't been pretty.
I know.
He's on that path.
I've been one waiting for the regression all season.
And like someone brought up Jared Goff. Don't do that. Jared Goff is light years better than any of the guys we're talking about. Jared Goff, again, now if you want to say limitations, here's another guy. Needs to play in the confines of a system. When you heat him up, you get him off the spot. He can look very ordinary, but his highs are top five or six quarterback in the league. He is that does a disservice to what he's done in L.A., what he's done in Detroit, to put him in the category, no offense, of Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold.
You know,
don't do that.
You know who's weird? This is going to be so weird, but he kind of is like this.
Yeah.
Doesn't turn it over, but he's not that good.
Yeah.
Hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, Hurts is, and I'm not comparing Sam Darnold to Jalen Hurts. I'm not saying that Seahawks could have gotten a guy like Jalen Hurts. Like you said, they're just not out there.
No.
But you watch Jalen Hurts.
It's not good.
He's just not that good.
No.
But the one thing that he doesn't do... He doesn't turn it over.
Turn it over.
And it's wild because I was sitting there watching them last night going, Jesus, he misses by 8 miles. How does he only have one pick?
Yeah.
And for some reason, I don't know, maybe it's just his passes are so bad they can't even be picked. Maybe that's the ticket. Jones, by the way, just three turnovers. Well, he turned it over five times against. Oh, no fumbles. Three interceptions against the Steelers.
Yeah.
And then he had one against Atlanta. So he only has four.
I think the team game that they had against the Steelers was six, but only three of them.
Yeah, three were his, and he didn't fumble.
But he's not playing good.
He has four turnovers in two games.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold has 10 turnovers in four games.
It's not good.
And again, what they're going to do is they're going to go play. I don't know. Who do they play next?
It's a very soft schedule. Who do they have next? Bloop, 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 bloop. They've got the Titans.
Yeah, exactly.
Titans, Vikings, Falcons, 3-0.
Here's what's going to happen. They're going to rattle off three in a row, and Darnold's going to be better. Although, I would say, you know, Minnesota's defense is okay.
They'll give him problems.
They can give him problems. Yeah, because it's, what's his nuts?
Flores, and they'll throw a lot of different looks, and you can confuse him.
He gave him, exactly. And then the
Seattle line right now is beat up.
And then Tennessee defense is, it's kind of scrappy, but you're right. They're going to go 3-0, and we're all going to forget about this. Yeah. And then they're going to play Indy and the Rams. It's going to happen again, and I'm going to be on here again telling you cannot win with this guy.
I try to push back.
God,
like
I'm right.
It's a hard argument.
It's a nice argument that you make. It's very level-headed, but come on, dude. You're polishing a turd. That guy sucks.
It was as bad a game as you could play.
Anyway, the Rams have now won 12 of 16.
And yes, the Rams,
in that series.
The Rams are the best team in football.
And they come to Seattle on Thursday, December 18th.
Yep.
Thursday night. Yep. We will be preempted for that game.
And by the way, that end stretch here, Colts, Rams, Panthers, who suddenly could be a playoff team, and then the Niners, it's going to be a nice little stretch run for the Hawks.
What is the freaking Panthers doing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.